Male circumcision is not unknown in Zambia. Some groups in Northwestern practice it widely. This includes the Ruvalis and the Lundas. But many are opposed to it on religious and traditional grounds. And others say, as a way to prevent HIV, it just do not work out. They say there is no scientific evidence that male circumcision is reliable in reducing the spread of HIV/AIDS. One of the skeptics is James Mwamba, an HIV activist in the capital of Northwestern Province, Solwezi. He is HIV positive.
If you go to areas where circumcision is practiced, you still find a good number of people that are HIV positive. We have seen an increase in people seeking the service, but it's mostly for hygiene reasons.
But international scientists and leading groups fighting the disease says studies show that circumcised men is less likely to become infected. They say it is likely that cells in the man's foreskin is vulnerable to the virus. The international agency UNAIDS says male circumcision could reduce the risk of HIV infection up to 60% in heterosexual intercourse. Dr. Victor Mkonka is a public health and research director of the Zambia's Ministry of Health.
Male circumcision is an effective new intervention, amongst many others, in the fight against HIV and AIDS, available today for reducing the risk of HIV transmission. We know that it has the potential to contribute greatly in reducing the incidence of HIV in our country over the coming decades.
The health ministry is also identifying role models like school teachers and musicians to get the message across to the public. Pom Shimbarume is a school teacher at Nawoi High School in Kafuwa district, some 45 kilometers south of Lusaka.
I have, actually, every time I go to class and teach, because I'm a teacher of mathematics, every time I go to class and teach, immediately after, maybe 5 minutes before or 5 minutes after, before starting the lesson or after starting the lesson, or before ending the lesson, I'll bring in the same issue. I'll talk to my pupils.
Dr. Mkonka of the Ministry of Health say more than 200 doctors, clinical officers and nurses have been trained in performing the procedure. Zambia has scaled up male circumcision in 36 districts of the 73, and health experts hope to have more than 2.5 million male Zambians circumcised in the next 10 years. The United Nations report last year indicated that universal male circumcision in sub-Saharan Africa could prevent over 5 million new infections and 3 million deaths in the next 20 years. For the Voice of America English to Africa service, I'm Dunstan Kaunda in Lusaka, Zambia.